past 10 years that they have been anything
That may
significant.
Also be because when you take a template and you use the same thing over and over, that it becomes manufactured. And it sounds...
That's the concern, I feel.
Sounds so...
Because there's so many good artists and musicians that write great music, but then in the production of it, it's ruined, or it's kind of just... like put through this cookie cutter sort of machine.
But there's songs that have real qualities. Like Adele's doing it.
Yeah.
Hozier did it on his first album.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sam Smith has had some good stuff. But we just want to shake up the pop radio scene a little bit.
Yeah,
but
what is pop? It's popular music, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, if that can be...
If you can add a little
pop's not a genre.
So I guess you could say
rock,
we want to change what's at the forefront of music. We want to bring the attention back to real roots rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important because like you just mentioned only a couple artists, which is crazy because there's so many bands out right now and there's only a few that are still, like we said, go back to the roots, real rock and roll. And it's exciting because when you listen to your guys' EP, the Black Smoke Rising EP, mm-hmm. you can tell that there was a lot of love and real talent that went into it. It was definitely an organic, as they say, an
great.
Organic
yeah.
type
yeah.
of.
Like to,
that's
like
a great
Janet's
word.
Carbon in there.
The tour has just been announced. You guys are going to go across the U.S. What are you most excited for about the tour?
The people and places that we'll see and meet, respectively.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
I like situations. Things that are a little out of hand. Those are always fun for me.
Yeah, I'm always waiting
but
to be held at gunpoint.
But you can just sit back and enjoy the chaos. the pandemonium.
It's a good time, yeah.
So you guys, you're home now for a couple days. What's the plans now?
Well, we're going to Summerfest in Milwaukee on the 1st.
Yeah, we leave tomorrow.
So
yep.
Packing.
And then we're going to be
laundry.
At the Traverse City Cherry Festival on July 3rd, which is actually the day right before the 4th of July.
So, cheers. For those of you who don't know that July 3rd is the day before July 4th,
it's a nationally recognized holiday.
Now you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, what?
I can't wait for us to do another interview in a couple years from now just to see like how big you guys have gotten. I'm excited.
Let's do another one tomorrow.
I'm excited. Yeah, come on in. We can do this every day. Do you guys have, if you had to give a shout out to anybody right now listening, hometown, on your station here, what would you have to say?
All of our family and my dog, Jack.
Jackie.
Yes.
What's up, Jack?
he's a mascot.
Anybody got anything else? All of our supporters.
Or what is death?
Yeah,
to stand
it's
naked
to
in the wind and melt into the sun.
Pull anybody out of just this massive conglomerate of beautiful people and great.
I'd like to shout out Mike Barbie, even though he's in the room.
Yeah, well that's
hey,
a
Mike.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, without hey, Mike, hey, there hey, would be no Red Man. Really. He's the fifth member.
Like
of the
to
band.
Say, we say, like, say hi to Gretna.
Yes, Gretna.
Yes. Hello, Gretna.
How are you?
We need to have, you know what we need to do? We need to have Gretna in here.
Yes,
we need to talk to Gretna and get her
she's
on the air.
She said that.
No, I really do. I think it's important we talk to her. We find out about you guys and the mischief that you used to cause. I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys to see what happens for you in the future. And for those of you who haven't yet, make sure you go grab the EP, Black Smoke Rising, by the band Greta Van Fleet. Where can we grab the album at right now?
All digital formats.
Yeah, you can't physically grab it.
No,
yet.
You can't physically grab it yet, but we're going to have it in print. We're going to get like 3,000 copies of it for the tour we're going to be doing in August.
And then what's the plan after that? So you guys are going to do the tour. What comes up next?
We can't tell you. It's top secret. It's
top secret?
We'd
okay.
have to,
we'd
kill,
have
you.
To kill you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... Life's not that great. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Detroit area.
How's that? What happened to the joint, the beer? And,
we really brought the mood down in here, Liz.
We really dug deep.
So, well, we're excited. Obviously, grab the EP. We'll see what happens with these guys. Big top secret information. We'll be on the lookout for you guys. And when are you coming back? So I know you just said that you've got the Cherry Festival and stuff, but when do you guys plan on coming back and playing here in Michigan or even hometown in Saginaw?
That's a good question.
Very soon. Keep a lookout for us, all right?
What a diplomatic answer. We'll be here shaking hands
folks.
And kissing babies.
Yeah. We'll be everywhere. Just keep an eye out. Keep an eye out.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Probably September 29th.
Yeah, we'll be at DTE.
DTE, September 29th. Who are you guys opening up for? Or is this going to be...
There's Five Finger Death Punch. There's a huge selection. There's a great lineup.
So what are your guys' I don't even know if you can comment on it, the latest drama with Five Finger Death Punch.
Why, what happened?
Singer Ivan Moody, he had Ivan Moody had a meltdown on stage when they were in Germany.
What are you talking about?
And he left the stage. He had said that this is going to be the last time that I play with the band. He had left the stage, and then the next day they'd put out a statement saying that he was going back to rehab and that they were sorry that they had cut the show.
Like Daniel. Better straighten the fuck up, because we have like 8 shows with them.
That's the perfect answer. Get it together, because we have a show to play. Awesome. That's great. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Michigan's very own Greta Van Fleet. Grab their debut EP, Black Smoke Rising, and the new single, Highway Tune, out now. Thank you guys. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anything else you guys want to add in there? We just did like...
Oh, yeah. That's all I wanted to do.